Ah, sucky, sucky. Coach would say, now we're getting down to brass tacks. Getting ready to get a little hot up in here. Negotiations, according to super producer Anthony Haney, that the first one to flex a little bit seems to be the McLaurin camp.
Oh, my God, flexing. This is crazy, Doc.
Well, you rewind the tape.
Yeah, I got
to. When I said he got to get to Indianapolis, go out. You know, if you want to play this game, you already gave up money. That was dumb. Then you roll up in that joint. Man, you got to play hand-to-hand combat. AP trying to establish his situation as well.
Man, we got to pull back the curtain real quick, Doc. So if you guys are wondering what we're talking about, we have breaking news here on the Hoffman Show. DOC filling in, super producer Anthony Haney on the ones and the twos. Jordan Schultz reports that Commanders All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has requested a trade. Multiple sources tell him, and that was followed up by Adam Schefter also putting it out. But, Doc, oh, my God.
You go, boy.
You said it, though.
If you want to be real.
You got antennas behind your head. What you got over there, Doc?
No, just experience.
Okay, my bad. I forgot, this ain't your first rodeo.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Not at all.
No, not at all. But it's also a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot underestimate both parties of fighting in their first. This is a sword fight. And DQ, AP saying, this is my house. And we're going to do things my way. Or you can hit it. You can get your hat, as the old folks used to say. That's the only way he can hold his position. And then, like I said before, I'd have never given up the money that Terry did. I'd have never had the commercial crying about, the name. You got nothing to say, Slim. I can play in this league. I'm that dude. I'm durable. I'm flexible. I'm a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any space in this kennel for me, no problem. Problem is, he's under contract. So he's got to be radical to try to force an issue. And this may be the first shoe that drops. It's what the kid in Cincinnati ought to be doing as well.
Who? Chase?
The rusher, 91.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, Hendrickson.
He's already. Did he not request a trade?
I don't know what he's doing verbally. He got his behind in camp.
Yeah, he does.
See, that money, man, what is 50 a day? See, you front money, so you don't really. It's not that big a thing for you, but. $50,000 a day. If I had $50 million, I'd be fighting you tooth and nail for $50,000. Man, it's just too hard to get them potatoes in that sack. But for Terry, they must have insulted him. So you haven't had any numbers thrown out. So you're just trying to figure. Now, all of it, and you can't say, oh, my God, that's 23. That's a lot. Yeah, but you're not a pro. It's a lot to you, me. This dude's a pro. He's a top 10-ish. He's top 15 player in the world at what he does. Top 12, top 11, top 10. He doesn't have to apologize to anybody. You think there's somebody that wouldn't love to have him on their team?
There's a lot of teams. They're already inquiring about him.
All right, well, they're trying to make a deal.
I don't think they want to, though. But well, my thing also, Doc,
mm-hmm.
Looking at the rest of the roster, if we don't have Terry, say we do move on from Terry. Is this a receiving core that you think can, you know, elevate us and continue our path towards the playoffs?
Well, again, I'm doing my favorite Martian because they haven't played.
You're right. They have not played.
They have not played anybody. They've not had a physical practice where they're competing. And it's live. They haven't had a live practice yet.
I'm just saying, what we've seen, though, receivers struggling to get open, receivers dropping the ball.
That's fine.
This isn't practice.
That's fine. You're seeing rookies.
We're seeing vets, too, though.
Well, but, I mean, the guy who you're looking at and laying in them,
We're looking at Chris Moore, who's been playing in place
of Scary Terry. Give him a shot. Don't forget a couple of veterans over there, too. Just, I judge it by the game. I don't judge you by practice. I know some guys that were not good practice players, ate it up on game day. We'll have your results that you want. You'll have them. It's coming up now.
It's just weird, though, man. Like, that. I guess we're...
No, weird is getting punked in an office.
Yeah.
Weird is when you say, for say, hypothetically, I'll give you 26, and you say, I want 30. That's what's weird. What's weird is that you got emotional over my offer. You devalue yourself, and you got personal. You got emotional. I told you when it happened. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Slim, you don't need to say a word.
He's telegraphing his punches.
You are Terry frickin' McLaurin.
Yeah.
You can play anywhere in the world. But you're under contract. So you got to figure that out. You know, you're not holding anybody hostage over the leverage. You're under contract. So you got to put a deal together that you feel comfortable about. And this is either you walk, you stay out, or you play your last and tell them, this is it. I'm going to do this, and then I'm out of here. Whatever you do, but just do it. You know, you picked your agent. Ain't nobody put you with your agent. Clearly, your agent has not been represented in the field as a guy somebody's afraid of.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
I don't know him. I'm just saying what I hear. You picked him. Nobody forced nobody on you. You get to pick your own representation. So go all the way with it because you chose it. You're Captain McClure. You're captain. You've done everything they asked of you. Now put the onus back on them. Because it's been a Disneyland role. We don't know. What's that stream? Or was that Knott's Berry Farm? One of them has that lake, that stream. You roll on in it. Now we got brass knuckles on now. Now it's rock'em sock'em. If that's legit, if that report is accurate, then what took him so long? See, now you're messing with my legacy.
Because he wants to be here, man.
If the ankle, we know that's bogus.
Yeah, we all know it.
He's ready to roll. And
if there was a place for Terry to go, what do you think that place would be? Do you think he would want to go back home to Indy? You said
I said Indy from day one.
What do you want?
Home. But again, I'm not interested in going anywhere where the quarterback situation is not. And now there's only 6 or 7, 8, 9, 10 spots where that is solidified. I'm not going to Jack in the Box at a quarterback again.
Yeah.
That's out. Unless you hit that number. Now, if you hit that number, I'll go play with you at quarterback. I get $30 million, then I'll play with you at quarterback. Whatever happened, we don't know what the numbers are. Sounds like somebody got insulted. This is where you lose if you get emotional.
This is nasty business, man. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, like, I don't know if the situations are similar, but Debo, you know, requesting a trade out of San Fran. Like I'm pretty sure he wanted a new contract. They weren't willing to give him one of those. So it hurts me to say this, but if we got to move on from Terry, we got to move on from Terry.
Well, again, I really 1 hour ago, according to 106.7 The Fan, sources inside the building seem to indicate to Tony Pauline that the McLaurin deal is likely coming sooner than later and will be a 2 or 3 year extension with a lot of guaranteed money.
Yeah, and guess what? We just got a recent report that said pump the brakes.
Okay.
Hold the horses.
Okay, well, my timeline. That was a good. But again.
And Keimster also just confirmed it.
If Keim said it, then
that Terry has requested a trade. The Commanders have been firm in telling people for a long time that they would not trade him. So even though he's requested this trade,
mm-hmm.
He's not getting traded.
Would you trade him if he's under contract?
No.
No.
I'm not trading Terry at all.
Me neither.
Unless you're giving me a deal that I can't refuse. If you're giving me Ja'Marr Chase, if you're giving me Justin Jefferson, all right.
You got to replace. It's got to be an equal.
Yeah. Or somebody better.
Well, you ain't getting nobody better.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody giving that up.
And it's
unless
crazy.
It goes with a $30 million, 30 plus, $33 million, $34 million. $35 million contract, I mean, per year. Not going
to
happen.
And he has to be younger.
4'3", the boy can run. He's big. You know, that's a lie. To get the results that he gets, I'm stunned at how many people nitpick. Well, he doesn't do that. Well, you know he doesn't. You know what he does do? He scores. He beats people. He blocks. He's explosive. He's never late. He never embarrasses you. It's a class act. You know. But let somebody roll up in here with a mouth full of diamonds and gold, you know, and show, and then they'll, I tell you, you get what you ask for in life. And I'm telling you, the boy, if I were representing him, first of all, it would have been completely different public-wise because I don't have to do anything but who I am and do my thing. And if you don't want me here, fine, I'll take, then I'm gone. No hard feelings. But you ain't going to play me like this and act as if I'm old when I haven't shown you any breakdown, no deterioration. I'm better than everybody you have, and you know it, and I know it.
Yep.
You know, so, and I know the quarterback is young, but eventually the quarterback is going to request to chat.
Yeah. And my thing also, Doc, because I feel like people want to compare Jaden Daniels to, you know, the Josh Allen's of the world, the Mahomes of the world. And it's cool to compare those guys to Jaden. But even in, you know, at the beginning of their career, they had talent around them. Pat, he had Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce around him. He had a few years with some dogs. Josh Allen.
And they
he
wouldn't
had
touch
Stephon
him.
Diggs.
Yep.
Gabe Davis, he had some dogs around him.
Yeah.
So my thing is, yes, Jaden went out year one and cooked, but he needs, you know, 2-3 years before you can, you know, just give him anybody. And, you know, he goes out there and just elevates that talent without, you know, dogs necessarily being around him.
I'm with you.
So I don't know. I think those situations are a little bit different. And I think Jaden does need a little bit more time before we can just, you know, give him anybody to, you know, just have at his expense at receiver. So,
well, then again, I could counter that at AP and say, look at the receiver. We just got two receivers that went out here and jumped into the new landscape and got paid off last year.
Are you talking about De'Ami Brown?
And he wasn't the only one. I'm just saying, receivers. If this was interior line, I'd kind of be with you. I don't see it. Well, Brother Hoffman, hopefully is en route, and can't wait to check him out. I know he's going to be excited to get after it, and hope we didn't tear the place up too much, but appreciate all of y'all for hanging in there. As we try to keep it real, overtime across at our sister station, NELL_BTP, we're out.